Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. He is good and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am Pastor Martha Williams coming to you live. Glory to God. Go ahead and text the neighbors, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. You know, God has been so good, you just can't tell it all. Good God Almighty. Because I know I can't tell it all, but God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to go ahead and just reiterate, you know, on last week we had a healing, miracle healing service. And it was off the hook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would say off the chain, but it was just off the hook. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. God healed some peoples of their infirmities. Glory to God. See, we invited you to come out. Amen. You missed it? Amen. Then guess what? You better catch this train that's rolling in another couple of weeks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, people got healed. They've been having trouble with their ears, and people have been lying to people, and they got healed. We're going to have these testimonies the next Sunday when we come on. We won't have them this Sunday, but we're going to have them on next Sunday because God did a miracle work in that church. Glory to God. It wasn't a building. It was a church because we had church like never before. It was well needed in Troy, Alabama. I thank God for it. Amen. My apostle came down and God just used her mightily. Hallelujah. So if you missed it, my God, you got to catch this train that's coming back around again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with my announcements at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And also, I just want to reiterate that on last Friday, when we had the miracle healing service, hallelujah, I became Pastor Martha Williams. She ordained me when she came down. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to come on. We're going to be back in Troy, and I will be giving you more details of that later. Hallelujah. First of all, on the announcements, we have one word from the Lord with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. It comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, a coach, I want you to come on and hit them up on Facebook. Glory to God. You can go ahead and it's Pastor Joseph Rouse and inbox him, and it'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and inbox her. Glory to God. It's apostle/prophet. Hallelujah. So just go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back in touch with you. Hallelujah. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Glory to God. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. You missed it. You miss a treat. I encourage you to come on because this is ministry with you in mind. God is moving by his spirit, by his power, by his might, by his will, and not our will. Glory to God. You got to learn to lay your will down and pick up his will, because that's the only thing that's going to stand in these last and even days if you're following Jesus and not man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And if you move on down, I am Pastor Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries, and I am the first hour of power. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Hallelujah. So I want you to tune in and tell your friends to come on and tune in and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say, you know, to the body of Christ. You know, we're living in the last days, whether you believe it or not, but we are. Hallelujah. And it's time out for playing church. It's time out to be the church. You know, everyone says the church is not the building, but the church is in you. So if you ain't got the Jesus on the inside of you, how can you be the church? Glory to God. If you ain't got the living water living on the inside of you, then you're not the church. So I encourage you to come on and get what you need. Hallelujah. Because he's moving by his power. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is also an author. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I still want you to go over to Amazon. Glory to God. And support. Hallelujah. She has volume one, volume two. So go ahead over and purchase the book. Oh, my God. It's a good read. Yes, I have mine. Hallelujah. I do. Glory to God. You know, it's support over here. That's what matters. You support. That's what you do. And I have my book. So you can go over and you can get your book. If you don't know how to do it, hallelujah, you can hook up with me or any of the team members. We have Minister Michelle Wilson. We have Deaconess Kenesha Sparks. Glory to God. And we have Minister Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah. We have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. We have Pastor Joseph Ross. All of us is under the same umbrella, and we will get you, hallelujah, amen, the information to get her book, because it's still over on Amazon. You can still get them. That'll make a good spring gift. You know, some people be looking for stuff to give people, you know, they say, well, I'm going to give you something for spring. You know, some give stuff for winter, spring, summer, and fall. Well, hey, I'm telling you now what you can get, hallelujah. You know, yes, you get flowers. They'll soon die. But guess what? They are beautiful, but you can get this book, and you'll have it for you. That's what I'm talking about. And you also get a free Kindle. So I encourage you to come on and get it, because God is good, and the book is awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to give, hallelujah, become a partner and give to these ministries, because, you know, hey, man, you know, stuff now is not free. They ain't giving away no freebies now. Hallelujah. You know, if you go to some of the restaurants and you ask for extra, let's just say extra sauce, what do you say? Okay, you 25 cents more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So come on. It ain't free. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to give to the ministry. Hallelujah. And be blessed. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead right now. And I'm going to open up my line, glory to God, for prayer. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. You don't have to give your name. All you have to do is tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. Don't put all your business out here, because this is a live show. Hallelujah. So it's open. My lines are open if you desire prayer at this time. Go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, then we're going to go ahead on down the road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Nobody has pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready. I want you to go ahead and turn while I'm getting ready, amen, to open up in prayer. Go to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. I wanted to do something else, but he led me back over to Luke chapter 6. So, you know, you follow the Holy Spirit as it leads you. That's the thing about it, but you got to know that the Holy Spirit is leading you. A lot of times people say, yeah, I know the Holy Spirit telling me here, telling me this, telling me that. If the Holy Spirit has spoken to you and told you something, then that's what you should hold on to if you know the Spirit is speaking. That's the thing. If you can go here, there, and everywhere, and you'll be confused. Hallelujah. You say the Holy Spirit is telling you this, but then you come back and say, telling you that. So let me tell you something. The Spirit is speaking, but I don't know. It ain't a Holy Spirit. It's a spirit. And there are many other spirits out there that will talk to you too. Hallelujah. So just make sure it's the Holy Spirit. Whenever you think you heard something, just go in prayer about it. Hey, it's okay if you need a confirmation. Hallelujah. Yes, it's okay. The Lord, is this you? Because I want to make sure. I'm not moving unless you tell me. Shoot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay. That's when you start to form your relationship and you know that the Spirit is really speaking and telling you things to do here, things to do there, and what he wants you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, when my apostle, she said, you know, Lord was leading her to come to Troy, Alabama. So I'm like, okay, just tell me what you need me to do, and amen, I'll make it happen, you know. Amen. And that's the way you do it. Hallelujah. You don't give no throwback. Just go ahead and get back and do what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah, my God. Well, nobody pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We know that you sit high on your throne, Father, and we give you the glory, honor, and praise, oh God. We reference your name, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be present, Lord God, on this day, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray right now, oh God, that you move by your mighty power, Lord God, and show them your spirit, Lord, because we know, Lord God, you don't fail, Lord God. It's man that failed, Lord God. It's not the plan that failed because the people failed to plan, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God. Oh, my God, as the word will feed their very spirits, and it'll give them what they need to go on their daily walk with you, Lord God, in the next couple of days, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, we give you glory, God. Lord, without you, Lord, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we cannot move. You are our very being, Lord God. You are the one that give us breath, oh my God, to breathe. You breathe the life into us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Let them receive what they need, Lord God. If it's healing, God, from church hurt, let them receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. If it's healing, God, down in their spirit, oh my God, where they're hurt and they're torn, Lord, I ask you to heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. You are the great physician. You are the great I am in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord, we pray right now for souls that they be saved and brought out of your darkness into your marvelous light. And we pull them out, Lord God, one by one in the name of Jesus. We pull them out of the clothes. We pull them off the bar stools. We pull them out of sin right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So you can replace the living water on the inside of them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that all curses, we break those curses against them right now, Lord God. You said the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So we use the word that by your stripes they are healed. By your stripes, Lord God, they are delivered. By your stripes, they are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against, Lord God, oh my God, every mind, mind, and spirit that tries to come against your people to keep them weighted down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we raise up a standard against the enemy. Oh my God, my God, he will not trick you anymore. He will not come against you anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God, my God, that was the last time you be fooled in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh my God, my God, I call him out, Lord God, a place, oh my God, that they should be in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. He said, when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. You can go after your wife, glory to God, but you don't have to go after the sin. Oh my God, my God, he will tell you if she's yours or not, in the name of Jesus. Oh glory to God. Stop jumping from bed to bed. Stop jumping from woman to woman. Oh my God, good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Stop letting the enemy follow you. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, we thank you, Father. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We praise your holy name on high, in the name of Jesus. And all those that's been in a low place, Lord God, we bring them up. We bring them up in the name of Jesus. They don't have to walk there anymore. They don't even have to talk there anymore in the name of Jesus. They stop talking in doubt and believe the word of God. He said he is that he is. He said he's your provider. He'll provide you with everything that you need in the name of Jesus. Stop tossing to and fro in the name of Jesus. Say, I don't have enough money to meet my bills. Glory to God. Sit down, hallelujah, and get you a budget and watch what God do. But if you don't do your part, he can't do his. In the name of Jesus, we serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God. We serve a God. He ain't late. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be late on your power bill. You may be late on your telephone bill. But you got to believe he is never late because he's always right on time. He want to see. Glory to God. Will you believe him for the little things? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, that's the type of God we serve. It's no time, hallelujah, to sit down on God. You got to stand and stand there for against the trick of the enemy. Glory to God. You said, oh, my God, Lord, I need you. I need you to pay this. I need you to pay that. Glory to God. And then the enemy seeks in and he tells you, hallelujah, but he's not going to give it to you. Cast him down. Said, I stand and stand there for. He said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but God shall deliver out of them all. Glory to God. So that means he's going to pay it. Hallelujah. My God, but you got to do your part. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in thinking that God's going to do everything, but you got a part to play in this also. He said, if you do your part, I'll do mine in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He said, cut back on your spending. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, then I'll show you more than enough. Oh, my God, my God. Pressed down, shaking together, running over blessings. Oh, glory to God. So you'll have enough to share with somebody else because if you just got enough for your four, no more, that ain't enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you just got enough, glory to God, well, you got to go in the store and just buy you some chicken legs. Glory to God. And you can't even buy yourself a steak. Oh, my God. Then that ain't enough. My God. He said, I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. But you got to do your part. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Now is not the time to shut down on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's saying, don't shut down on me now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I am that I am. He said, he's all that you need him to be. Do we believe God's word? Or do we get tossed to and fro every time something comes? You're on this side. Hallelujah. You're on the warm side. And you're on the, then you get over here on the hot side. If he gives you something, you're hot. But if you don't have what you need at that moment, then you get on the in the warm place. And then glory to God, if he don't give you, hallelujah, what you think he should have gave you, then you're over there on the cold side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know God ain't chill? Hallelujah. He's just one temperature. He ain't three temperatures and one detergent. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So I tell you on today, believe what he say. Stand on what he say. Hallelujah. Stand on God's word. Glory to God. And stop being tossed to and fro. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Are you a child of God or are you not? Hallelujah. You decide this day. Hallelujah. What side you going to be on? Glory to God. Stop being hot. Hallelujah. Lukewarm. Hallelujah. And then you're over here on the cold side. Hallelujah. Can you stand? Hallelujah. In one place. In God. Hallelujah. Stay hot all the time. Give him all you got. Oh, my God. It's not my word on today, but I'm going to give it to y'all. I'm going to get to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. I feel somebody's been tossing. They've been tossing. The enemy come and they talk and he toss you. You let the enemy toss you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you a child of God or are you not? You decide. Hallelujah. Yes, things may get rough sometimes. Hallelujah. But you got to stand and stand there for on his word. Do you read the word? Do you know the word? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Learn to stand on his word. Stop being moved. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you look for people to give it to you all the time. Hallelujah. It's okay if people help you sometimes. But sometimes you just going to have to stand on that word and ask God to give it to you. Because he owned the cattle of 1,000 hills. Hallelujah. And I know some of that beef up there belong to you. Huh? And he'll give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I say, don't stop paying your tithes. Don't stop giving your offerings. Hallelujah. Do not stop that. Hallelujah. If you don't have a whole lot to give, give what you can and say, Lord, you raise me up. But now let me help you with that. You say that. When he raised you up, then you go back. You know what I told someone? I said, here's what you do. They said, well, I just can't do it. I can't pay my tithes. I can't do nothing. I can't pay my offering. I said, here's what you do. Hallelujah. Listen, I said, write down what you want. Make sure you put it down in somewhere where you know where it's at. When God raised you out of this slump that you're in, I said, then what you do, you go back and look. I said, then you catch it up, glory to God. Don't just go ahead and shut it down and shut it off and say, okay, well, now I got it. I don't need, If you said, Lord, raise me up, let me help you. He's coming back at that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Let's get in our word on today. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm going to be reading the first, starting at the first verse of chapter 6, glory to God, of Luke chapter 6. And in this message, Jesus knows your thoughts. Let's read right here and see what we're talking about. Jesus knows your thoughts. You know how some people say they can do people wrong, they can treat people any kind of way, and don't think nobody know it, nobody hear it but Jesus, but you, glory to God, hallelujah. No, he knows what you was going to say before you say it, because he built this body. Hallelujah. No, you didn't come on. Now, you didn't just fall out the tree and you didn't come over here on the Mayflower. He built this body. So he knows every thought. He knows everything going to your eyesight. When you look at stuff that you shouldn't be looking at, when you're hearing stuff and you're laughing at it, whenever, you know, you shouldn't be laughing, you should learn how to walk away. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you can get in a place where you laugh at certain stuff and you really shouldn't. You have to learn to have the gift, I thank God, of walk away. Walking away and keep it moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go on. Let's go to verse 1, chapter 6 of Luke. And it came to pass on the seventh after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. You know, they came through and they was hungry. So guess what they did? They plucked some corn and ate. Let's move on down. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answering them and said, have ye not read so much as this what David did when himself was hungered and they which were with him? How he went into the house of God and did take and eat the shewbread, and gave unto also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priest alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. See, you know, I didn't understand this for a while, you know, long time ago. But thank God for some good leaders that would teach you. Hallelujah. The seventh wasn't made for the man, but the man was made for the seventh. That's the day of rest. You have to pick your day of rest. And you just got to just lay and rest, and I mean rest. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people go to bed with their phones. And I was listening at the show one day on the radio, and they were saying, you know, how you should you can get some good night rest without, you know, don't be on your phone for 2 hours. They were also saying, don't drink water for an hour. That's impossible for me, you know, but that's what they were saying. But now the phone, I understand, because your mind is still wired. It's still wired. Glory to God. And you're thinking about the things you're seeing on there. You're thinking about the things that you're seeing on YouTube. You're thinking about the things here and the things there and all that kind of stuff. It is. And it's still wired. So it would do you good to just shut it down. Let's go on. And it came to pass also and other Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught and there was a man whose right hand was withered. Okay, we're going to move on down. We're going to get to it. Just hold on. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. You see right there, they watched to see what he was going to do. Isn't it something how people be watching to see if you're going to do something wrong? You see right here, they watching to see if he's going to heal. Well, what are you going to do? You see somebody, amen, on a, let's just say, I'm just going to say a Sunday. You know, they heal on a Monday, heal all the way through Friday. But then it comes on a Saturday and a Sunday, hallelujah, and then you say, it ain't lawful to heal, glory to God. You're going to just walk away? No, you got to get, if you God gave you to get the healing, then you need to lay hands on them, glory to God, and say, be healed. Huh, glory to God. Isn't it something how they were waiting to see what he was going to do? But he knew their thoughts, okay? That's what I wanted to get to. You see, Jesus already knew their thoughts. Hallelujah. He knew. Let's read this verse right here. And said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he rose up and stood forth. You see right here, he knew what they was thinking. They're going to sit there and see if they could find something wrong or find something that he healing on the Sabbath. You know, he said cast down every thought and imagination and things that ain't like God. You know, sometimes you say, well, I'm thinking it. I might as well say it. No, if you know it ain't right, then you better ask God to help you. The Holy Ghost, I need your power. Don't let me say that. That ain't right. Hallelujah. And you better cast it down in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to say that. You better learn this word so you'll have something to fight with. Because everything that comes on your mind, you should not say. Because the enemy be bringing stuff, hallelujah, glory to God, trying to make you say stuff and get out of character with people and make you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to go off on you and I'm going to do it now. And that, he'd be glad. He'd say, okay, wait, she's going to get ready to say it. She's going to say it. She's going to say it. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, you know what? Ask God to give you the grace. Ask God to give you, you know, grace to say, how to say certain things that you need to say. That don't mean, amen, that you let people use you as a doorknob, glory to God. No, it don't mean that. It does not mean that. But it means certain things that you're thinking you should not say. It means certain things that you're saying, hallelujah, it ain't godly. He already knows what you're thinking. Cast that thought down. And you know what you're thinking because it's your brain, glory to God, that's thinking it. Just cast it down, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You be obedient to Christ. Let your thought pattern line up with the word of God. You know what? Reading the word of God every day, if you feed, whatever you feed the most, if you feed your spirit, then that's what's going to come out, hallelujah. If you feed your flesh, then it's coming too. Let me just go ahead and tell you. Hallelujah. If you're always feeding your flesh, well, I got to see this and I got to see this. I got to see this on TV and I got to see this and I got to see this. They do a little bit of cursing, but that's all right. I got to see this and they do a little bit over here. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Every curse word that they say, it's going to feed your flesh. Glory to God. Let's move on. Then Jesus said unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? Now, you just think about it. Some people only do good on a Sunday. Yes, and they can dress up and act holier than thou. But you got to live that life 24/7 every day of the week, Monday through Sunday, and it starts over again. That's why I said you got to have the mind of Christ. To do things right, do things decent and in order. You know, we just file taxes and different stuff, and you know, some of them file some children, and they ain't belong to them, hallelujah. They don't even really know the last name, hallelujah. They just got the birth certificate, and they got Social Security card, hallelujah. Come on. You know that is. If you are doing some things that's not godly, hear what I tell you on today. Stop. Just stop. Because understand what the word says. Be sure. Now, that word right there, that ought to be enough for you right there. Be sure your sins will find you out. Because sooner or later, they're going to catch up with you. It's going to catch up with you. It may not be today, may not be tomorrow, May not be next week, but be sure your sin will find you out. And looking around and about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. See, after Jesus was healing there, and then he told his man to stretch forth his hand. You know, when, okay, on last week, amen, when our apostle told someone, I won't call their name, she told them to turn around, you know. I remember, glory to God, she said, turn around, hallelujah. I didn't hear everything that she said. I was trying to hear, but I know that she told them to turn around. Just keep turning, keep turning. And this person told me, as they began to turn around, just say, whoop. Look like stuff just started falling off of them, the left, the right, the left, the right. I saw them, they just kept turning. And they said, whoop, stuff just started falling off me. They had to come and tell me that on the next day. So I'm telling you, Troy was set on fire. And look out, Troy, because he's coming again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And they did. They were made whole because, amen, and they believed, hallelujah. Glory to God. I have to add that the things that happened on last week, it was awesome because that was some miracles that happened. So if you missed it, I'm telling you, don't miss it the next time. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. You see right there, they're going to talk amongst themselves. What are we going to do? Hallelujah. What can we do? He healed somebody. Amen. Glory to God on the seventh. How dare he? Well, what you going to do? Let him stay sick? You better do it if you can do it. If God gave you the power to do it, then that's what you do. If he gave you that power to lift someone up, and it may be your worst enemy, and they look sad and broke, busted, and disgusted, but it don't matter. You better give them that word. You say, Lord, but hold up now. Wait a minute. Now, this is my enemy. Oh, it don't matter. You better let him use you. Like I said, there we his will and not your own will. I remember, amen, glory to God, that he told me to tell this person that they were going to make them be give them a supervisor's job. I said, hold up, wait a minute now. Hold up, Lord. Talk a minute, don't we? I said, wait a minute. I did. I said, wait a minute. But he told me first that they were going to try to entangle them in some stuff that was happening on their job. And then he said that they're going to ask him, amen, if he wanted this supervisor's position. And you know what? I said, Lord, now hold up now. Hold, wait a minute. Let's talk. Amen. So this person that did me really, really bad, okay? Really bad. I said, now you telling me to go tell them that you finna bless them like that? He said, yes, I am. I said, well, all righty. Glory to God. So I did go and tell them. I told them. They called me back and told me, so you know what? When you told me that, said they did try to get me tangled up in some stuff. They told me what it was. And also said they offered me a supervisor's job. I said, oh, I said, okay. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know he said it, so you have to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out unto a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. You see right here, Jesus did all night prayer. And then people be saying, it don't take all that. Well, it may not take all that for you, but it could take more for someone else, hallelujah, because they want to draw closer and get that intimacy with the Lord. So don't say what it don't take all that for them. Whenever they're studying, it's okay. Well, I called you earlier. I said, yeah, I was busy, you know. But it don't take all that. Well, it takes that and some more. If you want to walk in that place with the Lord, really walk, I'm talking about really, really, really walk, it's going to take you pulling apart. It's going to take you, amen, to shut some stuff down. It's going to take you not to go some places when you want to go. It's going to take you, hallelujah, to listen and hear. And after you prayed and you toiled with him all night long, and hallelujah, and you just shut everything down and everybody out want to hear what he had to say. It's going to take some thought, hallelujah, to get that close. Because a lot of times when people don't really know him, they say, well, I don't know his voice. You know, they'll pray for 2 minutes, and, you know, I gave 5 minutes, and give him no more now. You know, come on. It's going to take some stuff. It's going to take some shutdown. It's going to take some I want to do what I want to do, shut down things, hallelujah, and do what he asked you to do. Glory to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, John, Philip, and Bartholomew, 15, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Ziglar, 16, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Issachar, which also was the traitor. But God, now you see right here, you know, when I heard, amen, I give honors where honors due, and I give glory to God, hallelujah. And when Apostle had, she was saying, you're also going to have, you always have a Peter, and you're going to have a Judas in your life. Glory to God. I'm like, what am I going to do with Peter and Judas? Hallelujah. But it did finally suck. It really sucked in once I started studying and listening to her. And I said, oh, I got it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is nothing but the truth. The proof is in the pudding. You're going to have a Peter and you're going to have a Judas. Glory to God. And he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. You see right there, all them unclean spirits, hallelujah, what happened? They came out. Jesus healed those who had some bad spirits. That's what you want. You know, nowadays, people have bad spirits, and, you know, they really don't realize it, but it's not them. It's that spirit in them. They, you know, some say, well, you know, they were born like that. Yes, but that came down from generation to generation, you know. But you don't have to live like that. You can live a different lifestyle that your parents lived, hallelujah, that your uncle and them live. You know, they were saying, well, my whole family was drunk, so I'm drinking too. No, you don't have to do that. You got a choice not to do that, glory to God. You don't have to be like that because he can heal you, hallelujah, if you want to be healed. But sometimes people just don't want to be healed, and they make excuses like, well, my daddy did this, and my mama had this, you know, and that. I ain't going to say that. But anyway, my mama did this, and my daddy did that, so, you know, it just flowed down from their generation, so now it's my turn. No, it ain't your turn. Stop lying. Hallelujah. He said he healed them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They touched him. Let's read verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Glory to God. Do you see it? You can be healed. Hallelujah. You don't have to do what they did. You don't have to be who they are. You don't have to live that lifestyle. You can live a whole different lifestyle for the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They did what they knew how to do. We're not saying that they didn't. But they did what they knew how to do and how they knew to live. But whenever you grow older, you do better. Glory to God. You don't have to be in that same place just because they were, I'll just say, how should I say, broke, hallelujah, you know, but they provided the best they know how. Well, guess what? You can come on up and come higher. You don't have to stay in that place. Just because they just live, you know, like they could live, true enough, that's where things were back there in them days. But things have gotten better now. So you don't have to be that person. So don't say, well, my daddy had this many women, so, you know, hey, it's just a trait. No, you don't have to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can do better. They always come out doing bad by yourself. No, you can do good for yourself. Ain't no bad by yourself. You can do better by yourself. There's this person, amen, glory to God. I'm just going to say it like that. There's this person, and every day they will come in, well, you know what, I don't feel good, and I don't feel good. I go, hold up, wait a minute. I said, we going to kill that spirit right there. I said, every time you come in the door, I said, you're going to say, I feel good. I said, don't forget what you're supposed to say. Repeat it. And I had them to repeat it. And every time, and I told this other person, I said, every time they come in the door, I'm going to make them repeat that. And even during the course of the day, I said, how do you feel? I feel good. You can change the way you live. You can change the way you talk. You can change the way you speak. You can change your thought pattern. It's up to you. And I said, how you feel? Oh, I feel good. I said, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what you do. You say that all the time, even at home. Say, I feel good. But every day, oh, I don't feel good. I just don't feel good. I said, no, 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 we're going to break that spirit. I don't know where you got it from, but we're breaking it. So they would laugh because I was saying, we're breaking that spirit. Don't talk like that. You're going to say, I feel good every day. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And he lifted up his eyes on the disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. You know what? Sometimes when people hear this story, they always thinking, amen, you know, immediately thinking that is it's money, you know? But it's not only money, glory to God, but those who he wants you to know him, and he wants you to seek his kingdom and know all about him. Because he will work through you in a mighty way. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Hallelujah. He wants to anoint you. Hallelujah. To preach the gospel and teach the gospel. He wants to anoint you. Hallelujah. To teach Sunday school. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to anoint you. Glory to God. To go and tell others about the goodness of God. He wants to anoint you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To live a lifestyle that's worthy to the Lord. Glory to God. So what you got to do is, hallelujah, glory to God, believe on this word. Because so many times you'll believe everything else, hallelujah. And there'll be a lot going on in the news lately. There's just a whole lot, hallelujah, glory to God. But guess what? You know, if that gets you down and it gets you scared, then what you probably need to do is just cut it off. Just don't look at it and don't listen to it. Because that stuff will get in your spirit. I look at the news for weather. When that, you know, to know how to dress. And sometimes I say, hey, Google, you know, the weather, you know, wherever. And then it will tell me the weather. I said, okay, it's going to be really warm today. So I know how to dress. Hallelujah. I know you want to know what's going on in the area. Glory to God. But when you're so focused, hallelujah, on that, hallelujah, and not focusing on the one that made the weather, and not focusing on the one that can give you, amen, a good day, hallelujah, then you done lost it. You're focusing on the wrong stuff. Refocus, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's go to verse 21. And blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. He was speaking not only about eating, but wanting to know more of God. See? You know, people are always thinking, you know, okay, it's just about me. It's all about me, and everything is about me. Hallelujah, about me, and I need food. And no, he wants you to know more about him. He wants you to know him in such a way, hallelujah, glory to God, that you have never known him before, hallelujah, because he tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness, glory to God, and how to live right, how to talk right, how to treat people right, glory to God. Don't forget, you have to live that righteous lifestyle of living, and it's time to do it now. Don't say I'm going to wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us, glory to God, hallelujah. He said, occupy till he comes, so that means, hallelujah, we got to occupy right now. Not later. But sometimes people say, well, you know what? I'm not ready to give my life to him yet. I'll give it to him later. Who says that you have another time that you can give it to him? Because you might not even be here tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late. You know, they used to say in a song, don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow may be too late. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Don't wait. That's verse 22. Glory to God. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. You know what? People will do that, hallelujah. People will do bad things to you. You got to learn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To just absolutely turn the other cheek and walk away. Glory to God. They will do bad things to you and think nothing of it. Well, I'm right. Who says you were right? Glory to God. You're right for treating somebody bad. You're right for doing somebody wrong. You're right for doing somebody ugly. And then you want to go and you want to borrow from them same people. Oh, my God. Glory to God. They have not a clue. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you can hear the soft whispers of people. You can tell you, hallelujah. They'll laugh and they'll talk with you when they get something from you. And then after that, they go over there and tell them, well, you know what? Yeah, she do think she's something. He do think she's something, you know. But then you done ate their food. Hallelujah. You done crossed your legs under their table. You done picked out that chicken wing like that you like. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you got a double scoop of mac and cheese. And then you're going to go talk about it. Good God, I'm not a help. Lord, help. Need some help, Lord. Help, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when they do that, jump up and down. Let them know who you belong to. I have to do that all the time because I know if I ever have to go there, then when you go there, sometimes you can't get back from there. So some of you have to just turn the other cheek, walk away, and keep it moving. Let God be God. Because once you say to the Lord, you take care of that. I'm going to turn the other cheek and go the other way. And guess what? Hallelujah. They'll slap you on that cheek. But it's all right. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. You see right here? People will talk about you, hallelujah, and then they'll come up in your face and they say, well, you know what, let me borrow, let me ride, or give me a bottle of water, or give me something, glory to God. But guess what you do? You got to learn to go the other way, hallelujah. Don't always give a bad response to a bad response, glory to God. You say a kind word, turn away wrath. Learn to use your kind words like we always tell our students. Use your kind words to others. Don't just say, get out of my way, you know. Say, excuse me, could you please move? You're in my way. Say, excuse me, but I'm not going to go there today. Thank you. Allah. And keep it moving, hallelujah. Because you don't have to really talk to them, you know. But you got to love. You don't have to like their way, but you got to love. Hallelujah. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. You see right here, glory to God. You think you're rich, hallelujah. You talk about people, you know, people will talk about you and they'll slander your name and they'll even say you're not this, you're not that, you're not this, you're not that. But I tell you, I came from nothing, hallelujah, all the way up to where God wanted me to be. Hallelujah. And I thank God for pulling me out of that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wasn't completely down there, Lord, boy. All about halfway, you know. But anyway, hallelujah. He used amen, glory to God, my 6 foot, hallelujah, 6 feet 2. My 6 feet 2, hallelujah, apostle. And my pastor, he stands like 7, so, you know. 7 feet, hallelujah, glory to God. He used them to pull me up and set me in this place because he had a calling on my life. And in order for me to get there, I had to be up under somebody who did not worry about, oh, glory to God, that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. That could tell me the good and the bad and the ugly and what would happen, you know, and different things. How to seek God and how to know that you know God and how to walk in that place where, amen, you're not afraid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, sometimes you think that, okay, well, I can get there on my own. But you can't. You can't get there on your own. Glory to God. Even if you get there, you can't stay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to know that you know that you know that there are people that God has put in place to walk you through this. But you got to be humble. You got to humble yourself down and submit your ways unto the Lord, glory to God. And he will and direct your path. But if you don't ever submit your ways to the Lord, he can't direct your path because he said, don't kick against the pricks, glory to God. You can't. You got to humble yourself down and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. So know that you know that you know that you're humble. Know that you know that you know that you want God to direct your path. Know that you know that the leaders that you're under, they're going to love on you. They're going to care about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Know that you know that you know. You can't get where you need to go on your own. Somebody got to lead. Hallelujah. Somebody got to follow. Hallelujah. When I get ready to go, and, you know, we get ready to transition outside, you know, to, amen, to go to the playground, amen, whatever. Somebody got to lead, hallelujah, and somebody got to follow. Because if you got all, everybody leading, hallelujah, glory to God, and nobody's following, you're going to have everybody up to the front, and everybody going to be scattered all over the place, right? So you don't think about it. You don't want to be scattered all over the place. You got to have them that lead, and you follow. And don't be afraid. Let me help you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This don't make you no less of a person. Glory to God. To follow your leader. Let me help you. I don't know why, but this is what he's leading me to say before we get to the end. And I'm just going to tell it like it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I approve this message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't need nobody to approve it. I don't need FDA, NDA, and NDC. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to follow. And you got to follow the rules to get where you are. Just think about it. If you can't follow the rules of your leader, chances are you ain't following what they need telling you to do on your job. Glory to God. Because that's God telling them what to do. And that's the Holy Spirit speaking and telling them what to do and how to do it and where to lead you to. If you can't follow them, then chances are you just want to do what you want to do on your job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So learn how to follow. Learn how to be humble. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pull down that stronghold, Lord. There's a stronghold. Glory to God in the spirit of your people, oh God. We pull down that stronghold, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Selfishness, oh my God. Pride, oh, good God Almighty. Lord, we pull them down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them have an humble, Lord God, a meekness in their spirit, Lord God, where they don't mind following the leaders, God, where they don't mind doing what they ask them to do, Lord, where they don't mind, Lord God, if they tell them to go, Lord God, to the right. They'll go to the right, Lord God, because you sent them to tell them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your purpose, Lord God, and your goal is to see your people set free, and those that are free indeed. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's someone who's operating in witchcraft. Whether you're on this web or amen, glory to God, you're on the web or you're over here listening. Listen, that witchcraft you're operating in, it's going to backfire. You're trying to get, hallelujah, this woman's husband. He ain't yours. He's not yours. And you're trying to use witchcraft on it. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's not yours. So what you need to do is go somewhere else and wait and repent and wait on the Lord to give you yours. Hallelujah. Because this witchcraft is going to backfire and it ain't going to be nothing nice. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stop right now and repent. Oh, my God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't yours. He ain't yours. He's already married. Leave him alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I hear him. And brother, listen. You shouldn't even, hallelujah, be over there messing around with her. So you got a part in this also. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She's using witchcraft against you to take you away from your wife. And also, you're letting her. You shouldn't have never went over there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Both of y'all need to repent and go your separate ways in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Don't forget, I will be getting out more information on where we'll be and when we'll be coming back to Troy, Alabama. We're coming back next month, the month of May, but we will be back, and I'm going to invite everybody that wants to come. I will be getting all that information online, and I'll have it on Facebook, and I will have some flyers also, amen, in Troy, so they can deliver them to some people, amen, and those that came. I thank God for you. I will be sending you some things, amen, online on tomorrow. Hallelujah. I will be sending some things personally to you on Monday. You will get them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. He is so worthy. So just hold on. Hallelujah. And see what the end going to be. Understand. He knows your thoughts. So think sober. Think right. Don't think wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation of salvation. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. I believe that you died and rose on the third day, Lord God. I repent of all my sins that I have committed, even those that I didn't even know that I was committing them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give my life to you, Lord God. Make me, mold me into what you want me to be, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said that prayer. Hallelujah. They received Jesus in their heart. Huh? Amen. Glory to God. Now, what you need to do is hit me up on Facebook. Glory to God. If you don't know how, you got other friends, amen, around you that knows how, but there is somebody around, I can guarantee you, in the neighborhood or somewhere that can hit you, that can help you to hit me up on Facebook. So sometimes you be out there and you be listening to the show with someone else. So I know somebody out there can help you to hit me up on Facebook so I can tell you the what next. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. We thank God for that. We thank God, amen, for that person that received the Lord, our God. So we're going to go ahead, amen, now. And don't forget, the shows is coming up this week, Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday. Hallelujah. One word from the Lord. Don't forget, Evangelist Elder Brother Askew coming up Wednesday at 6:30. Don't forget, Pastor Martha Williams. Coming up, amen, a prophetic corner ministries on next Sunday, glory to God, and a 30-minute break, hallelujah. Then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, and I encourage you in this season to continue, amen, to sow, hallelujah. And he said he'll give it back to you, hallelujah, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold return. Just wait on your return. If you want more, then you got to give more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead. Amen now. And I'm going to give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.